news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6:05 as we kick off this Thursday morning. It's August the 2nd, 75 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. A rainy, rainy, rainy day yesterday. More rain in the forecast today. We'll hear more from Dr. Bill Williams in just a little bit, but we start the morning with traffic and Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, southbound 65 to I-10 eastbound, two cars possibly with injuries. Also northbound on a Cochrane Causeway between the Bankhead Tunnel and Africktown Bridge. They've got an accident that just happened. Both those have just happened in the past 10 minutes, so keep that in mind as you're traveling. No other delays. A good ride across the Bayway as you're traveling over towards the Eastern Shore. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. Alabama Flooring on Highway 59 now in Robertsdale. They have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
.607 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley's here as well.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Sean Sullivan will be back very, very soon, getting some much-needed time off. It was a rainy, rainy day yesterday. Were you driving around in that at all?
I was.
Man.
I wanted the kids with me doing some last-minute school shopping and you know, whatnot. If you say we were amazed at how many people thought that their vehicles were, I don't know, canoes, kayaks, sailboats, because they were rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that turnaround, don't drown, very important yesterday. I saw a picture of some flooding right next to University and Cottage Hill that just looked unbelievable. It was...
Yeah, we were actually in that area. And then we went downtown. I'm going to show you some video as well, because you won't believe this.
Oh, man. Well, I hope everybody out there was safe, and it's another day where you need to really pay attention, because we could be getting some more of the same today. But we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in a little while, and he'll fill us in on the details. But right now, it's time for news with Kelly Finley.
All right, I'm going to hand you this so you can see what that video looks like. It's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Happening right now, the search is on for the person or persons Mobile police think may be connected to numerous car break-ins in our area. And those break-ins, Dalton, pretty brazen, happening in broad daylight, July 25th, in the area of I-65 at Service Road area, Mont Lamar Drive, the Festival Center, Airport Boulevard, and Downtowner Boulevard. So that area, as I said, in the area of I-65 and the Service Road. Police have obtained an image of one of the potential suspects, and the image shows a suspect standing next to an open door of a blue 2017 Nissan Rouge. Suspect is described as a black male with shoulder-length dreadlocks with a tall, thin build. If you look closely at that vehicle, it appears to be with a tag from either Mississippi or maybe Georgia. If you have any information, you're urged to contact Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. Here's a question for you this morning. Do you have a Reddit account? And did you create that account between the years of 2005 to 2007? Well, sad to say, another day and yet another data breach. This time, It's on the very popular website of Reddit. As if you're not familiar with Reddit, I'm going to tell you how it works, but the identities of users may have been exposed to hackers. Reddit says hackers access a database that contained email addresses and usernames, and when the two are linked together, hackers could then determine the identities of Reddit users. So you ask, well, what's the problem? Well, because most of those posts on the site are anonymous. So you're posting to the site because you don't want to be known, mm-hmm. but you do want your feelings to be known. Not so much anymore. Again, 2005 to 2007. So data involved in the breach included account credentials like usernames and passwords, email addresses and content, as well as some very private messages. Company says the information was accessed after hackers breached several employee accounts back in June. So again, if you created an account between the years of 2005 to 2007, this is for you. And anyone who subscribed to the newsletter from June 3rd to June 17, okay? Company has not given exact numbers, Dalton, mm-hmm. as to how many accounts have been exposed, but they're currently in the process of alerting all users whose information was included in this breach and advising them to please change your passwords. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah, and I'm very familiar with Reddit. I love that site. But 2005 to 2007, I mean, if they're just now figuring, did the breach happen back then? Or was it more of a recent breach? I'm really interested to know.
They're being real tight with mm-hmm. the numbers right now, because to me that means this is bigger than they even realized. Ooh. And they don't want to say something too quickly. Their quote is, although this was a serious attack, the attacker did not gain write access to Reddit systems. They gained read-only access to some systems that contained backup data, source code, and other logs. They were not able to alter Reddit information, and they've taken steps since this event to further lock down and rotate all production secrets.
Okay, yeah, and they do keep it secret. Any of these companies, once you start hearing about these data breaches, until they really have to tell mm-hmm. people what's going on. And if you are unfamiliar with Reddit, it's really cool site. It's not like a lot of the other social media sites. It's basically, I call it the world's largest forum, because you can find basically anything you're interested in. Mm-hmm. There's a community of people on Reddit that are also interested in that, and you have conversations. Like, there's a Mobile, Alabama Reddit.
Oh.
It's Reddit/Mobile AL.
Do you have to remain anonymous, or is that the whole point of the
You don't have to. You can, you can be anonymous. You mm-hmm. create your username. You don't have to say who you are, but there's nothing keeping you from revealing your identity. Okay. It's a really cool site. Too bad that's happened. I guess that's just another thing, and other people have to change their passwords once again.
Right.
And I did see that video while you were doing the news. Oh, man.
Right?
The flooding there, and there were a few.
Flying by.
That is just insane. I hope everybody else stayed safe out there yesterday.
And I was not recording. Let me just go ahead and let people know, like, that's not safe. That was our oldest doing the recording.
Your co-pilot.
That's right.
Your co-pilot was recording. That's great. 6:13 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming back with some sports news. Guess what?
What?
Football back tonight.
Yes.
It is NFL preseason. It's not college football, but there will be live American football on TV tonight. And I'll tell you what. I'm very excited. 6:13 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
Attention Mobile. Announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below-the-market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Biomobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877bigview.com for an early appointment. That's 877bigview, 877-244-8439.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a gunman who shot 3 gas station employees. The armed man went into the Sage Chevron on Sage and Imogene Streets Tuesday night, demanding money from the cash drawer. He shot the employees multiple times, including one employee as he tried to open the drawer. Chief Lawrence Batiste.
It is probably one of the most coldest crimes I've seen in this community in the last 5 to 10 years.
We now know the identity of the man who jumped to his death off the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge Tuesday night. He is 27-year-old Ricardo Crosby of Beatrice, Alabama. Crosby's death followed a high-speed chase Tuesday night that began in Monroe County after authorities say he stole a Bobcat trailer. Florida's sales tax holiday is this weekend. It begins tomorrow and runs through midnight on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Good morning. This is FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. A huge development and a story that could change the course of a top team in NCAA football. Yesterday, the Ohio State Buckeyes placed head coach Urban Meyer on paid administrative leave while the university investigates whether he was previously aware of domestic violence allegations against former assistant coach Zach Smith. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day will serve as the head coach while the investigation's ongoing. Last week at Big Ten Media Days, Meyer acknowledged that he knew about domestic violence allegations against Smith from 2009, but denied knowledge of two more domestic abuse allegations that happened in 2015. Smith was fired last month after he was charged with criminal trespassing for arriving at his ex-wife's home against her wishes. The news of Meyer's paid leave came down after college football writer Brett McMurphy reported that he obtained text messages sent by Smith's ex-wife, Courtney Smith, to Meyer's wife and the wives of other Ohio State coaches. McMurphy says the messages prove that Meyer and others on the coaching staff did know about the allegations against Smith and that Meyer was not telling the truth when he denied having that knowledge just last week. Along with the text that Murphy obtained, Courtney Smith provided him with photos that showed her with bruises and cuts. Meyer released a statement that read, "Athletic Director Gene Smith and I agree that being on leave during this inquiry will facilitate its completion. This allows the team to conduct training camp with minimal distraction. I eagerly look forward to the resolution of this matter." In minor league baseball, the fifth game in the Mobile Bay Bears' latest homestand against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp was canceled on Wednesday night due to the heavy rain. Because the two teams are not scheduled to meet again this season, the game will not be made up. Tonight, the Bay Bears are on the road to begin a five-game series against the Birmingham Barons. In Major League Baseball on Wednesday night, the Washington Nationals completed a two-game sweep over the Miami Marlins with a 5-3 win. The New York Yankees lost 7-5 to the Baltimore Orioles, who hold the league's worst record. The Minnesota Twins now lead the American League East by 10 games after defeating the Cleveland Indians 2-0. The AL West leading Houston Astros beat Seattle 8-3. Cole Hamels won his debut pitching for the Chicago Cubs in a 9-2 win over Pittsburgh. And Tampa Bay beat the LA Angels 7-2. For the Rays' second straight win over LA. Well, tonight, football is finally back. It's been long, three, four, 5 months? The NFL's annual preseason opening game, the Hall of Fame game, will be held in Canton, Ohio, with the Chicago Bears facing off against the Baltimore Ravens. Per usual, in order to limit injury risk, it's unlikely that any star players will play much, if at all. But there are some interesting storylines to watch tonight, with the Bears installing a new offense under first-year head coach Matt Nagy, and all eyes will be on the quarterback position for the Baltimore Ravens, with first-round draft pick and former Heisman winner Lamar Jackson making his debut, along with another former Heisman winner, Robert Griffin III, attempting to make it back into the league after not playing last season. The game begins tonight at 7 on NBC and will also mark the start of a weekend of Hall of Fame activities. On Saturday, the NFL will induct 7 players and a former general manager into the Hall of Fame. Mobile's own Robert Brazil is one of the former players in the Hall class of 2018. Brazil was born in Mobile and played football at Vigor before a successful 10-year pro career playing linebacker for the Houston Oilers. Wide receiver Terrell Owens was born in Alexander City and played high school ball at Benjamin Russell before a long, controversial career for multiple NFL teams. Owens will not be at the ceremony, instead opting to celebrate his achievement at his alma mater, UT Chattanooga. Others putting on the gold jacket this weekend include linebackers Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher, wide receiver Randy Moss, safety Brian Dawkins, guard Jerry Kramer, and former NFL general manager Bobby Beathard. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
War Eagle 2018 is sure to be exciting for the Auburn Tigers. Hi, this is Rod Bramlett, voice of the Tigers, inviting you and your business to be a part of this season's Auburn excitement. At Auburn Sports Partnership, we'll let all Auburn and SEC fans know about your business and show support for the Tigers. Call Director of Sales Bill Roth for full details at 251-344-1065, extension 15. Or just email Bill at fmtalk1065.com. Auburn football starts soon, so get on board on your exclusive home for the Auburn Tigers in Mobile. FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpop culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a couple minor fender benders. A southbound 65 to I-10 eastbound. Two cars possible with injuries. Also northbound on a Concrete Causeway between the Bankhead Tunnel and African Town Bridge. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in only 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 623 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, and Kelly Finley is here as well.
Good morning.
Sean Sullivan will be back very soon. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines of the morning. Here's Kelly.
Let's do it. All right. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully, you're driving safely and you packed your umbrella and your rain boots. Dr. Bill will tell you more about that throughout the morning. Okay, so do you remember the sheriff, the beach house, and the inmate feeding funds fiasco?
Do I?
Mm-mm-mm. Etowah County Sheriff Todd Intrican, he's now selling that beach house less than 1 year after he purchased it for $740,000. So local realtors in Orange Beach have confirmed that, yes, the four-bed, four-bath house is for sale and posted online. Here's how it's listed, Dalton. A fantastic home in the heart of Orange Beach with a boat slip that can accommodate a big boat. The posting adds that the house has large decks and lots of storage space and generous closets. Well, that's the very same home which made national headlines after AL.com revealed that the sheriff had personally pocketed more than $750,000 worth of public money. That money intended to be used to feed inmates in the county jail that he was running, that he and his wife, Karen, purchased that beach home back in September and later admitted that, yes, he indeed kept those funds. So the sheriff says that he actually was using the money made via past real estate investments to purchase the home, not that inmate money. So AL.com reported in March that the real estate record showed that he financed the purchase with a $592,000 mortgage from People's Bank of Alabama. Now, he has publicly blamed his recent primary election loss on that very reporting because he's been nicknamed the Beach House Sheriff.
Why do all of our scandals involve beach houses?
Right. Okay, so his term as sheriff, it ends when Jonathan Horton, who is a police chief in Rainbow City, takes office in January of 2019. And that's not the end of the story, people, okay? He has also admitted that he's under two separate investigations by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General and the State Ethics Commission. The sheriff says he has handed over documents related to his use of the inmate feeding funds to both agencies. And then there's more, Dalton. There's another police department also investigating him and the allegations that he had sex with underage girls in the early 90s.
Wow.
Awful. You cannot make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And I wonder if that's a good chance to get a deal on the beach house. Because he bought it for around $740,000, $750,000.
He purchased it for $740,000 and is on the market, and thank you for that reminder, on the market for $799,000. It's a little more than 3,000 square feet.
All I can suggest, if you're going to bid on that beach house, maybe go low to start, because I think you might be able to get a deal on that. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not a real estate guy, but just seems like it would line up that way. Hey, you've been in Costco, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, have you been there on sample day, which is most days?
It's the best day ever. You tend to have a pep in your step when you're grocery shopping.
Uh-huh. Well, I like the samples, but what I don't like are the people surrounding the samples. I mean, I like the people. I don't like the fact that everybody's congregating in the middle of the aisles and keeping you from getting the cart through.
Oh, okay.
While they wait and talk to all the sample ladies out there.
Don't you feel bad, though, for the people who don't have the more popular samples? Because people just...
Why are you giving out vegetables? I didn't come to Costco for vegetables.
Vegetable jelly beans? No.
Listen to this. A 70-year-old guy was at Costco in Greenville, South Carolina. This happened on Sunday. He was waiting for a free cheese sample, as people do. And then suddenly, a 72-year-old man cut the line, went ahead and grabbed his cheese, and walked off. The 70-year-old let it go, like a good American. But then when he was waiting in line for a free cheeseburger sample, the same 72-year-old came to pull the same exact move. He knew he had to do something. He confronted the guy. Then that 72-year-old hit him in the head.
Don't say he hit him in the head with a loaf of cheese.
No, I think he used his fist. Okay. Knocked off his hat and glasses. Cops came, talked to both of the guys, and some witnesses did not make any arrests. But be careful in Costco. Watch out.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a gunman who shot three gas station employees. The armed man went into the Sage Chevron on Sage and Imogene Streets Tuesday night, demanding money from the cash drawer. The police chief called the crime one of the coldest crimes he's seen in years. The store owner said his employees are shaken.
First, he asked a question to a friend of mine, and then he just shot him. Like he genuinely came over here to shoot, not to rob.
Authorities in Santa Rosa County are looking for men posing as utility workers to steal from homes. The thieves tell residents they work for a utility company and need to survey their property line. While one distracts the homeowner, the other goes inside the home and steals their valuables. A traffic alert if your morning drive takes you down Overlook Road in West Mobile. Overlook Road at Bradmar Road is closed while crews work to repair a water main break. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They They work on everything, cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the Next Radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
The Roman Catholic Church announces it is formally changing its teaching to declare the death penalty inadmissible in all circumstances. The Vatican says it has changed its universal catechism, which previously allowed the death penalty in rare cases. A manhunt this morning in Houston for the suspect now believed to have gunned down a cardiologist as he rode his bike to work. Chief Art Acevedo says 62-year-old James Pappas apparently held a grudge against Dr. Mark Hausnecht after his mother died on the operating table.
He's very dangerous, and we need to get him into custody. Again, we think he's suicidal, and we should assume that he's armed.
The Washington Post reports Russia Special Counsel Robert Mueller is willing to limit the number of questions to ask President Trump. Mueller reportedly offered to reduce by half the number of questions they would ask the president about possible obstruction of justice. Stock futures are way down on Wall Street this morning. The Nasdaq off 52 points. The Dow is down 151. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Wells Fargo will pay $2 billion for misrepresenting mortgage investments during the housing crisis. The Justice Department says the civil fine is for alleged origination and sale of residential mortgage loans the bank knew contained misstated income information. Tens of thousands of those loans then defaulted. Tesla's complicated year continues. The electric car maker reported Q2 revenue of $4 billion and a loss of $3.06 a share. Both numbers were slightly higher than expected. Shares were up 1.8% following the report. Electronic signature tech firm DocuSign is signing up SpringCM, buying the Chicago-based provider of document generation and contract lifecycle management software. The cash deal is valued at $220 million. The Dow closed 81 points lower. The S&P 500 lost almost 3 points, but the Nasdaq gained 36 on strong gains from Apple. Futures are pointed toward a lower market open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley's here also. And per usual, we're joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton. And good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Dr. Bill. What a show yesterday in terms of weather. My goodness, it truly looked like Noah's Ark, especially downtown and then in the University Boulevard area. Talk to us more about those rain totals.
Yeah, we had that thunderstorm late in the afternoon, early evening that just stayed right over the downtown area. And so quite a bit of rain there and the street flooding. And then out in the airport, only a third of an inch of rain fell, 0.37. So that's certainly not representative of what happened across the town yesterday. The showers and thunderstorms have been affecting us really due to an upper air disturbance and also a stationary front across the Mississippi. That upper air system and also the front are going to weaken here over the next 24 to 48 hours. Right now, most of the rain has shifted over into the Florida Panhandle. However, we're going to be on kind of the western edge of that rain today, so we're going to pick up showers and thunderstorms. And then tomorrow, another little disturbance in the upper atmosphere will move through, and that will bring some more of that rain up from the Gulf into our area. After that, it all moves on to the east over the weekend, and things begin to improve. So today, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the 80s, about 88 degrees for this afternoon. Tonight, still a few showers and thunderstorms around, temperatures in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, we'll see scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures will be in the mid-80s. And as I mentioned, things should improve over the weekend. For Saturday and Sunday, we'll start to see mainly afternoon thunderstorms, upper 80s on Saturday, and then into the low 90s on Sunday. And then the continued improvement to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, just a few afternoon thunderstorms, but warmer temperatures with readings generally in the low 90s, and wouldn't be surprised that we'll start to approach that mid-90 temperature.
And the Alabama summer cycle continues over and over, rain and then hot weather and then rain and then hot weather. How about the tropics, Dr. Bill? I know we're in hurricane season. How's it looking out there?
You know, here we are in August now, and so far we're looking good. Now, we've got quite a bit of thunderstorm activity over the Gulf, but it's related to this upper air disturbance, and so we don't expect anything to develop at this time. The Caribbean is quiet, and a few scattered thunderstorms over the eastern Atlantic, but nothing developing at this time.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back in with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear him twice an hour, every single hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5, except on the morning show, where we give them to you five times an hour, because it's morning, you got to know what's going on in the day, and that's why we don't only have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, we have Kelly bringing some great news, you have me with the sports, Kane with the traffic, the whole crew all here, well, almost the whole crew all here. Sean will be back very soon. 6:38 now on FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of Kane, let's check traffic on the ride in, and we'll come back with some news and Kelly.
Good morning for the Spring Hill Toyota.com traffic center. I've still got that accident at a Concord Causeway halfway between the Bankhead Tunnel and the Concord Bridge. Be careful through there. They've got wreckers on the scene. A few other wrecks we've had out of the roadway still look good from Airport, Spring Hill to Dolphin at 65 and Highway 90 for Tillman's Corner and Theodore. There's a beer pairing dinner coming up at the Battle House Hotel on August 11th. They're partnering with local brewmaster Serta's Brewery. Indulge in four beers and four courses for only $50. For reservations and information, call 338-5441, the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just a buck a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
This is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
I did.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize, that Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 6:42 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. A lot going on today. President Trump yesterday tweeting about Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Actually, that's one of the top three things on FMTalk1065.com right now. Trump urges end to the Mueller probe right now. Yesterday, he bluntly declared his Attorney General Jeff Sessions should terminate the federal probe into the campaign that took him to the White House. We'll talk about that more later. Also, additional lawsuits filed in the Davidson High School hazing scandal and a new video out of a different child being beat up outside the walls of Davidson High School. They're on campus property as far as I can tell, but not inside a classroom. Just an awful video if you've seen that. And repairs to water main break means detour for Mobile drivers. There's been a water main break at the edge of Overlook Road in West Mobile. Say it'll cause some traffic delays for the next several days. The break is near Overlook and Bradmar Drive, just west of University Boulevard. You can check out all three of those stories on our website, fmtalk1065.com. And the poll question presented by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Should Governor Kay Ivey debate her gubernatorial opponent Walt Maddox before the general election in November? Right now, yes, getting 58% of the vote. No, getting 42%. Turn up your voice and go ahead and vote on that poll at fmtalk1065.com. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines of the morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton, and good morning, everyone. So many of you love to give back, and many of you love the holidays, so this is a perfect story for you. It's never too early to talk Christmas, especially when you're able to assist families and patients at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. The annual tree lighting and holiday tree trail will be here before you know it, and 100 trees are currently up for sponsorship. So maybe you own your own business, or maybe you're on the board for a nonprofit, or just a family who wants to give back. Either way, this may be just the holiday cheer you need to bring you even better fortune for the upcoming new year. So each tree is sponsored by a family, business, or group, and then you get to decorate it, and guess what the theme is?
What's that?
Whatever you want.
Cool.
If someone's sponsoring your tree, then you go with what they want. Uh-huh. But yeah, you can decorate this tree and just have fun with it and get into the holiday spirit. So, and get as many people as you want involved. There are two levels of sponsorship, Silver Bells and Tinsel Tree Sponsorship.
That's great.
Yes. These trees will be located in the designated tree trail in the Jerry Moulton Children's Park. If you'd like more information, go to USAHealthSystems.com. News out of Florida this morning, as more than 450 people have been ordered to turn over their weapons under a law passed after last February's deadly school shooting at Douglas High School. Remember that? Mm-hmm. I mean, who could forget at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School? So, news station out of Tampa has reported that a majority of the cases that fall under the Risk Protection Act involve people with a history of mental illness who threaten to hurt themselves. So this measure, referred to as a, quote, red flag law, allows family members or law enforcement to seek a court order to temporarily restrict someone's access to firearms if it's believed that they are a danger to themselves or to others. So Florida officials say that they have accepted more than 200 firearms and around 30,000 rounds of ammunition. The law also raised the minimum age to purchase a rifle to 21 years old and established a 3-day waiting period on firearm purchases. 13 states currently have red flag laws in place. A red flag bill was introduced here in Alabama during the last legislative session, but that failed to make it to vote. So the law does have the backing of the NRA, which has pushed back on almost every other measure to curb gun ownership. Florida Governor Rick Scott, he signed the measure shortly after 17 people were killed in that school shooting. And the suspect, Nicholas Cruz, he did have a history of troubling behavior and disciplinary issues at the school. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. Coming up, we've got your Mobile Morning Sports Report. Ohio State head coach Urban Meyer placed on administrative leave. I'll give you that story when we come back. Also, football is back. The NFL preseason begins tonight with the Hall of Fame game. I'll give you the details coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're a licensed amateur radio operator or a shortwave listener or just like electronics, make plans to attend the Deep South Amateur Radio Club Hamfest Saturday, September 29th, 8 to 2 at Steel Creek Lodge, 368 Juniper Avenue in Satsuma. Your $5 admission includes a ticket for the grand prize. Have items you want to sell? Tables are just $10. There will be ham radio testing, hourly door prices, and a lot of eyeball QSOs. September 29th, 8 to 2, Steel Creek Lodge, Satsuma.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of a gunman who shot three gas station employees. The armed man went into the Sage Chevron on Sage and Imogene Streets Tuesday night, demanding money from the cash drawer. He shot the employees multiple times, including one employee as he tried to open the drawer. Chief Lawrence Batiste.
It is probably one of the most coldest crimes I've seen in this community in the last 5 to 10 years.
We now know the identity of the man who jumped to his death off the General W.K. Wilson Jr. Bridge Tuesday night. He is 27-year-old Ricardo Crosby of Beatrice, Alabama. Crosby's death followed a high-speed chase Tuesday night that began in Monroe County after authorities say he stole a Bobcat trailer. Florida's sales tax holiday is this weekend. It begins tomorrow and runs through midnight on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
6:49 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Major developments in a story that could change the course of a top team in NCAA football. On Wednesday, the Ohio State Buckeyes placed head coach Urban Meyer on paid administrative leave while the university investigates whether he was previously aware of domestic violence allegations against former assistant coach Zach Smith. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day will serve as the head coach while the investigation's ongoing. Last week at Big Ten Media Days, Meyer acknowledged that he knew about domestic violence allegations against Smith from 2009, but he denied knowledge of two more domestic abuse allegations from 2015. Smith was fired last month after he was charged with criminal trespassing for arriving at his ex-wife's home against her wishes. The news of Meyer's paid leave came down after college football writer Brett McMurphy reported that he obtained text messages sent by Smith's ex-wife, Courtney Smith, to Meyer's wife and the wives of other Ohio State coaches. McMurphy says the messages prove that Meyer and others on the coaching staff did know about the allegations against Smith and that Meyer was not telling the truth when he denied having that knowledge just last week. Along with the text that McMurphy obtained, Courtney Smith provided him with photos that showed her with bruises and cuts. Meyer released a statement yesterday that read, "Athletic Director Gene Smith and I agree that being on leave during this inquiry will facilitate its completion. This allows the team to conduct training camp with minimal distraction. I eagerly look forward to the resolution of this matter." In minor league baseball, the fifth game in the Mobile Bay Bears' latest homestand against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp was canceled Wednesday night due to heavy rain. The two teams are not scheduled to meet again this season, so the game will not be made up. Tonight, the Bay Bears are on the road to begin a five-game series against the Birmingham Barons. Tonight, football is finally back. The NFL's annual preseason opening game, the Hall of Fame game, will be held in Canton, Ohio, with the Chicago Bears facing off against the Baltimore Ravens. Per usual, in order to limit injury risk, it's unlikely that any star players will play much, if at all. But there are some interesting storylines to follow, with the Bears installing a new offense under first-year head coach Matt Nagy, and all eyes will be on the quarterback position for the Baltimore Ravens, with first-round draft pick and former Heisman winner Lamar Jackson making his debut, along with another former Heisman winner, Robert Griffin III, attempting to make it back into the league after not playing last season. The game begins tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC, and it'll also mark the start of a weekend of Hall of Fame activities. On Saturday, the NFL will induct seven players and a former general manager into the Hall of Fame. Mobile's own Robert Brazil is one of the former players that's going to be in the Hall class of 2018. Brazil was born in Mobile, played football at Vigor before a successful 10-year pro career playing linebacker for the Houston Oilers. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Tossing food wrappers and soda cans can be expensive. That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. If you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Put garbage in its place. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, wrapping up the accident on a Cochrane Causeway between the Bankhead Tunnel and the Cochrane Bridge. Nice ride so far from the 65 split. They've had a couple minor fender benders in that area, now cleared up and no problems from Rangeline out towards Theodore Doss Road. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED and online at PinsonSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106.5 Traffic.
6:54 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to you. Now, we do have limited information on a fatal vehicle accident which happened in Baldwin County on Wednesday. But here's what we do know. Officers with the Alabama Highway Patrol have confirmed the fatality on a Highway 181 near very close to Fairhope. And they're saying that it was a pickup truck involved. It flipped over just before 5 a.m. One person was inside, and then they did pass away. The name of the victim has not yet been released, nor whether or not weather or perhaps speed played a role. But once we get that information, we'll be sure to pass along to you. And let's talk about your health news this morning, because there's a more severe and tough to treat form of pink eye being reported across the nation. You may know it as conjunctivitis, but pink eye, it's not a disease that requires reporting to the Alabama Department of Public Health, so tracking infections is very difficult. So just know this, this new strain is more aggressive, and the symptoms include irritation and redness and are more severe. So the duration of this infection is up to 3 weeks. That's an increase over the typical 10 to 14 days for viral and bacterial forms of conjunctivitis, and it's highly contagious. So as we get ready to go back to school, keep this in mind. So pink eye generally causes red, pink, itchy, and swollen eyes, eye discharge, and sometimes sensitivity to light and eye pain. Guess how it's transmitted?
How's that?
Through close personal contact, like touching, shaking hands, through the air, by coughing, sneezing, touching an object or surface with germs on it, and then touching your eyeball before washing your hands. So treatment, it depends on the severity of your infection, but can include antiviral drugs or antibiotics. So again, in the state of Alabama, pink eye is not a disease that requires reporting to the Alabama Department of Public Health. So tracking infections are pretty difficult. All right? So just be mindful of that. None have been reported so far in 2018. That's good news, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. But one outbreak, defined as two or more ill people living in different households but linked to the same exposure, that was reported just last year. So again, we're getting ready to go back to school. A lot of families are hopping on flights, trains, automobiles. Outside, inside, wash your hands.
All the sick places you can get sick.
Exactly. You know, wash your hands, sing the happy birthday song maybe 3 times, and have a good day. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Knocked Up, and I'm not going to say why I think of Knocked Up when I hear about pink eye, but all I know, if anybody out there has seen Knocked Up, you know why that movie has changed my view of pink eye for the rest of my life. That's all I'm going to say, and I hate to be a tease here on the Mobile Mornings.
But
it's something I can't talk about.
I don't think of Knocked Up and you in the same sentence, though. So you already threw us for a curveball.
All right, 6:57 now on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings on the way after the top of the hour news. We'll also talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with the traffic, Kelly with the news, and I got your sports all right here in one convenient package. FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings.